righteousness. In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, at the end of the book of Revelation, Jesus declares, "I am coming soon." And then the Apostle John gives his amen. "Come, Lord Jesus." You will do the same this evening. In tonight's hymn, you too will give your answer to our Lord's promise, "I am coming soon." With each stanza, you will pray for him to come. With each stanza, you will address Jesus with a particular name from the Bible. We sing the first stanza of hymn 357. Yes, incredibly, absolutely incredibly, the baby Jesus is Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. Jesus is God with us, Emmanuel, to ransom captive Israel from the exile of her sin. The Old Testament prophet Isaiah prophesied this birth. It's Isaiah 7. Listen again. "Behold, a virgin will conceive and bear a son, and you will call him Emmanuel." That's Jesus, brothers and sisters. Literally, the infant Jesus is God, God with us, Emmanuel. God is with you in the baby that nurses at Mary's breast. No other God than this baby born of the Virgin Mary. The Most High God comes down from heaven, way down, and humbles himself to take on your flesh, to take on your blood. Why? Why would he do this? To carry your sin, Israel's sin, and the world's sin in his body, on the cross, and then get damned with it. Brothers and sisters, your salvation depends on Jesus taking all your sin and answering for it by shedding his blood in his Good Friday death. We sing stanza 2. Yes, Jesus is wisdom, wisdom from on high. In other words, Jesus is the wisdom of God himself come down from heaven. 1 Corinthians 1:30 teaches that Jesus became for us wisdom from God. Jesus is divine wisdom in the flesh. So when you see and hear Jesus, you see and hear things from a different perspective. God's. Jesus shows and reveals to you God's wisdom. And God's wisdom is this: Jesus became man not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many, for you. Jesus rescues you from hell's damnation, the damnation that you deserve because of your sin, and now he gives you heaven with his forgiveness, Brothers and sisters, that's the wisdom that comes from God to you in his Son, Jesus Christ. Stanza 3. Yes, Jesus is the Lord of might who came to Mount Sinai in cloud and majesty and awe to give the Ten Commandments. Those are God's words. The Ten Commandments are the Lord's word. And each commandment CAT scans or MRIs you. And what does each commandment reveal? That you're a sinner, a big-time sinner. That you don't fear, that you don't love, and that you don't trust God above all things, that you don't use his name properly, that you love to talk to yourselves and call your word inspired, infallible, and divine, which then leads you to ignore or despise the preaching of God's word. The commandments reveal that you willingly have no use for Jesus, that you live and you act as if he's a nothing, instead of the one true God who lived and died for you, the sinner. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus' life was perfect, sinless. Jesus, the God-man, kept the Ten Commandments perfectly in your place and for you. And then on the cross, Mount Calvary, he willingly took the law's accusation and divine punishment for all of your commandment breaking. Yes, he did that for you, for your salvation. Stanza 4. Jesus fulfills another prophecy from Isaiah. Isaiah preached, if you remember, that a descendant of King David would be the Savior. He is called the branch of Jesse's tree. David was the son of Jesse, you remember? And so from the family of Jesse, King David's family line, a king of kings would come to do battle. Jesus. He takes on your harshest and most deadly enemies, Satan and death. Satan and death hold you captive without Jesus. But Jesus has come, Emmanuel, God with us. He has crushed Satan's head and put death to death in his Mount Calvary dying and Easter Sunday rising. And he did that for you too. Stanza 5. What do keys do? keys lock or they unlock. Jesus alone is the key that unlocks the door to heaven. All in fulfillment of another prophecy in Isaiah that says, "The key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder, so shall he open, and no one shall shut, and he shall shut, and no one shall open." Isaiah 22. Our Lord Jesus Christ has given the church the keys to bind and loose sin. That is to say, to either close or open heaven's door. Brothers and sisters, because Jesus died on the cross, the forgiveness of sins is to be preached to sinners. When you hear the absolution, heaven's door is unlocked. Heaven is given to you. So Jesus has sent me to use the keys. So here goes. By the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Stanza 6. Bible, sin is equivalent to darkness. A sinner lives in the shadows. A sinner is cut off from the radiance of God's glory. Your sin puts you in the darkness of death and the gloom of the grave. The wages of sin, death, Romans 6. Advent, however, declares good news for you, the sinner. Advent announces the dawn of the sun. The sunrise of the light of the world. That's the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the dayspring from on high. The prophet Isaiah spoke again of our Lord's coming in Bethlehem in this way in chapter 9. The people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. Brothers and sisters, you have seen the great light. He's Jesus. Through the Bethlehem and the Good Friday Jesus, God the Father has delivered you from the power of darkness. He has brought you into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. Stanza 7.
Come, desire of nations, find in one the hearts of all mankind. Bid thou our sad division cease, and be thyself our King of peace.
Yes, Jesus is the dayspring from on high. He is the desire of nations. You know, everyone looks for a savior, but everyone's desire for a savior is misplaced and misguided. You are not your own savior. Political personalities, community organizers, or social activists are not your savior. Only Jesus is. All of Bethlehem did not notice the magnificent miracle of the dawn of salvation of Jesus' birth. The angels, of course, then had to preach the birth to shepherds. Magi from the east had to investigate the scriptures and had to be led by the star to find the baby in order to worship him. Jesus alone is the Savior King, the true King of Peace. His reign of forgiveness and salvation embraces all people from every race, from every nation and language. Jesus died for all, no matter what nationality, no matter what the skin color, no matter what age. The government of God's kingdom, the reign of salvation, is upon his crucified shoulders. Oh yes, Jesus doesn't look like much of a king as he lies in Mary's lap, as he rides into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, or as he hangs graveyard dead on the tree. Yet, he truly is the salvation king to unite you and all nations to himself forever. And so we rejoice. We rejoice. Emmanuel comes to Israel and to you. Yes, when Emmanuel, God with us, when he is there, there is great joy. And you know where he comes. He comes in the flesh at Bethlehem's Christmas. He dies in the flesh on a Friday afternoon we all call good. He rises from the grave 3 days later. He comes where he advents himself to you in his preached word as well as the absolution. He reigns as he speaks these words, "You're forgiven. I died for you." He came in the water of your baptism, hooked with his mandate and institution, to bury you into his death and make your bodies a temple of his spirit. He comes in the bread and wine in the sacrament to give you his most holy Good Friday sacrificed body and blood with his promise that it's given and that it's shed for your forgiveness. And so every time you eat and drink that wine and eat that bread, you proclaim our Lord's death for you, that it is for you, until he comes in glory on the last day. Ah, he comes to save his people from their sins. And his promise is this: I'm coming soon. And faith says, amen. Come, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen.